Hi. Sorry to drop by all unannounced and everything, but I was wondering if you had looked at the weather report. Yeah, it's not looking really good. It's actually getting a little ugly out there. Do you mind if I come in? Thank you. Yeah, I'm not very close to you, as you know. We're quite far apart out here, but I looked at the radar. And it looks like we've got a heck of a lot of snow coming. I was hoping that maybe you were better prepared than me. Yeah, like, did you go get water and, I don't know, canned beans and, like, toilet paper? I guess, probably. Yeah? You see, I don't even really know what I'm supposed to get. This is my first winter here, and I've heard it gets bad, but I don't know, it's still early, so I thought maybe I had a little bit of time, but seems so not the case. So, do you mind if I just weather out the storm at your place? I promise not to be a big intrusion. Like, I've got my books, and I'll just set up wherever I fit. Do you have like a couch or something? Or a guest room or anything, really? Oh, no, you don't have to give up your bed. That's not really. No, it's fine. I can sleep on the floor. Or something. I don't mean to kick you out of your bed at all. Seriously. I can sleep anywhere. Come on. I'm not gonna kick you out of your bed. How about this? We can share the bed. That's not a wild thing to do. Is it? I mean, it's probably gonna get really cold tonight, and I don't know, you may lose power. I may lose power, but we all may lose power. Snow's really gonna be heavy and wet, so it's gonna be quite a possibility. And that's why you stock up on all the water and the beans and the toilet paper, right? So if you lose power, you can, I don't know, eat the toilet paper. Or something. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not gonna kick you out of your bed. I have my house just like half a mile up that way. I'm not walking back, and there's no way that I'm gonna make you drive through that because it's actively turning to ice as we speak. So, the only option that I can see moving forward is we'll just share your bed. And the power's probably gonna go out anyways, so it's what we would have done, right? For sure. Oh, thank you, neighbor. This is gonna be much more fun storm weathering it out with you than staying in my old place by myself. So, do you have like winter cocktails or wine or something to get us through the early bits of the storm? I don't mean to be so imposing, I guess. It's kind of rude to roll up to somebody's place, demand a bed to sleep in, and then start drinking all their booze, but it's. We all are so friendly here. I don't know, it's kind of easy to take advantage of it sometimes. You don't mind me taking advantage of your kindness, though, do you? Neighbor? It's quite the neighborly thing to do. Open up your house, your bed, your booze to the new girl in town. The girl that doesn't quite know when the first snowfall is going to be really bad. Maybe can teach me everything I need to know. now that I live out here. We got all night, don't we? Yeah. You know, I wouldn't mind you keeping me up a little. I think you have a lot you can teach me. What do you think? Can you teach me the ropes? Neighbor. I'm already getting quite chilly though. Maybe we might skip the drink and just go right to bed. Get all warm under covers. Stay there until the sun comes up and the snow starts to melt away. What do you think? Then maybe you can walk me home. Be the neighborly thing to do, you know? Walk a woman back home after you spend a night with her. I'll make you breakfast at my place if we still have power. I've got some cereal in the cabinets. It'll be dry though. Obviously, I won't have anything to pour in it. So, let's get this night started, huh? Show me your room. Oh, this bed does look really cozy. I probably shouldn't sleep in this. Let me just take this up. You don't mind me sleeping naked, do you? It's the best way to transfer heat, you know? I may be a bit of a city girl, but I know a few things. I'm a woman in STEM. I know enough about heat transfer to realize that maybe if we get your clothes off too, we'll all be much warmer for it. Your skin's so soft and warm. Get closer. You know, I've wanted to do this since I saw you around the neighborhood. Yes, exactly this. Figure out a way into your house. Into your bed. Push my tits into you. Kiss your mouth. Don't lie to me. Don't pretend like it wasn't what you wanted either. I know you want me. You're grateful for the excuse, aren't you? Touch me. Touch my breasts. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive. I want to see if I'm just as soft down there. I am. I'll be gentle though. I'm a very soft woman. And wet too. Tell you how long I've been thinking about this. I kind of already did that, didn't I? I already gave up my secret. You were just already so sweet to me. How could I keep it? Like, oh, God. I can take your fingers deeper. As long as you're still gentle like this. That's it. Deeper. Really feel me. Feel my pussy. Heck. Against me. Yeah, my pussy.
That's it. Oh, Nick. That's what you needed to feel, right? Right there. Let me just rub against you. Oh, yeah. You want more? Yeah, you want more. Good. Me too. We can do this all night, you know? All night. As long as you want. As many times as you want. I don't know when I'll get enough. I wanted it for so long. I wanted you for so long. And you're so good. So gentle to me. Treating me so well. Making sure I feel good. I want to make sure you feel good too. I want to make you feel good. Let me make you feel good. Yeah, that's it. Oh my god. I'm so warm and wet. Oh, egg. Oh, right there. Right there. You want it right there, don't you? Oh, is that just where you want it? Yeah. You want to make me come? Because you're going to make me come. Will you come with me? Will you come with me, please? Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you for letting me stay over for the night, for welcoming me in your house, in your bed. You're so good to me. Yes, you are so good to me. Thank you. Oh.